Knobcast, Knobcast. Welcome back to another Knobcast. Knobcast, Knobcast. The knobs are back for another Knobcast.
And there's no need to feel blue, 'cause the knobs are coming for you. We made special knob treat for your ears, fueled by pot noodles and beers.
Knobcast, Knobcast, welcome back to another Knobcast. Knobcast, Knobcast, the knobs are back for another Knobcast.
And that means we're back for another Knobcast, episode 5, series 2. We continue as the internet's most popular and fastest growing
knobs
podcast continues. Listenership increased over 13% last episode alone. So I can imagine what's going to happen by the end of the season.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm going to have to just say right up front, fellas, I have had a bit of a rough day so far.
Oh, yeah?
Well, just...
Sorry to hear that.
The sinus department, you know.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, so...
Started to feel a bit coldy today myself.
So I'll apologize in advance for any sniffles and snuffs, but...
All right.
The show must go on.
Maybe we should have postponed, though.
Nah.
Do you think we called it off of each other?
No, I don't think so. I think
I'm going to rise above that.
That's what she said. That was like a softball.
I know.
No, it was independent, I believe.
Hmm.
But yeah, perfect timing, just in time for the weekend. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Whew, man.
You might have to just spend the weekend in bed.
I would love
to. Recuperating, catching up on your DVR.
I would love to. But plans await, so.
Oh.
Have to rest when I can. So. That's it.
All right, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
See you in episode 6. See you in episode 6.
You guys got anything planned special for episode 6? Anything really earth-shaking?
When would that be? That's going to be 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
Well, 2 weeks from Sunday, to be precise, because we've actually broken habit this Knobcast episode when we're doing it on a Friday evening.
Party time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's really fucked up is that we didn't have dinner beforehand.
Hmm.
It almost feels weird that we didn't.
Yeah, it was like coming straight into it, you know, straight off the street.
Right.
And then right to the studio.
Does it feel weird because you didn't have a chance to eat properly beforehand, or that we didn't get a chance to really rap together beforehand?
The latter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because usually we're just so incredibly logy and stuffed from a huge meal.
And now we're not.
No. We're just logy because it's dark out. And
it's dark and cold out and, you know, we could be hibernating.
Yeah.
But I'm still pretty stuffed from lunch. Man, God, it was like a...
What, from the Indian 2 weeks ago?
that's finally digested, but...
Where was that, Rasoi?
Rasoi.
Rasoi.
Makes Indian food that swings American.
Where's that? Downtown Pawtucket?
Pawtucket, I believe, yeah.
East
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good place. You can get, like, kingfishers there.
Oh, kingfisher ales.
Vindaloo.
Mango chutney.
Yep.
Yeah, lamb vindaloo. Delicious.
Garlic naan bread.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That's the killer right there. That's the death blow.
So
nail
good,
in the
though.
Coffin.
What about the basmati rice?
Basmati, oh, yeah. Nice and fluffy.
I could actually go for some Indian now.
Did you not eat dinner?
I did.
But it wasn't Indian.
Not that, though.
Yeah.
True.
I'm still suffering through my lunch.
What'd you have?
A giant steak and cheese sub with...
From D'Angelo's?
No, from the sub shop down the street.
Sounds good.
It was good, but it was too big.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
You know. But, yeah... There was that lunch we had Thursday.
What, you mean when we all got together, took a break from work and had some lunch?
Yeah, cruised out to the to the local
watering hole.
To the local watering hole, and
what's
enjoyed
that,
some
Centerfields?
Lunch. I believe so. Yeah.
Hmm. Isn't that in downtown Canton?
Yeah, I think it might be.
It'd be lovely downtown Canton.
I think it might be. You know, we left our business card there, and they contacted us and asked if they couldn't maybe do a spot.
Oh, nice.
They know the popularity of the Knobcast.
What do you mean a spot? Like an advert?
Well, you know, they've seen the spike in attendance for the other restaurants since we've been advertising them on the Knobcast. And
so they
want it in.
Become another one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Growing list of sponsors.
Yep.
Threw some money our way.
Brilliant.
Interesting how they all have to do with food, too. All our sponsors are like food and drink and...
Well, it's the only thing we're really, really passionate about.
That's true.
So what do we got? Like another commercial then?
Yeah, we do,
nice.
Actually.
Got a feeling it's going to be completely different.
Actually, it will be a bit different, yeah.
Cool.
Same production company, though, that designed it. So it might sound a little familiar.
Huh. Hey, what are you saying? There's an outside production company that designs our adverts?
Yeah.
What's the name of that company?
It's called Come On Down Marketing Enterprises.
Codme Inc.
Codme Inc. Yeah.
So, they're awesome.
Yeah, they do fine work. They do fine work down there.
Although, to be honest, it sounds like they rip a lot of their material off from South Park. Oh, you can laugh into the mic. It's all right.
I didn't want to make it sound too loud. They have had a little trouble with their Comedy Central lawyers, but they've worked it out,
right.
Seems to
be. They've got a successful formula, though, so if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Right.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
They're actually making a deal to put some of these advertisings into a South Park episode, so stay tuned for those soon.
Well, they've got the voice for it.
Oh. Do they?
Yeah,
do they
do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trey Parker.
That's partly why. Well, yeah. Oh, they do. They do, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, not quite as authentic as the original, but a pretty close reproduction. So,
well, should we cue that advert up and play it for the listening audience?
Yeah, why don't you go do that?
All right, let me get the old reel to reel up and running. All right, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah.
Come on down to Center Fields on Washington Street in lovely downtown Canton, Mass. Pull up a stool at our uninspired bar and enjoy a weekday lunch where you'll be served half-heartedly by one of our fine young barmaids. Wednesday is best if you want the cute one, but Thursday isn't bad if you fancy them a bit on the skanky side.
Oh, no!
Try a Center Field specialty, such as our mediocre hamburgers, a half-assed buffalo chicken sandwich, or a slightly better than average chicken parmigiana sandwich. Proud purveyors of these tasty beverages. Flat Diet Coke. IBC Root Beer. It comes in a bottle. Coffee. And if you're feeling cheeky, top off your meal with a shot of our signature spirit, Knob Creek Bourbon Whiskey. You won't be disappointed. Well, there's a slight chance you may be disappointed, but come anyway. For an instant 10% discount on your meal, tell them Murray sent you. Center Fields in lovely downtown Canton. Come on down.
That was
see, that's why Codme gets paid the big bucks.
That was good. I think they outdid themselves with that one.
That was the advert.
That was
wow.
It.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's why they get paid the big bucks.
I gotta be honest, it sounded a little hit or miss there. I mean, uninspiring this, and
I think it's their finest work yet.
Oh, you caught those subtleties,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Jesus.
But they try, you know. They try down there.
It's not a bad joint, though,
it's
to
not,
go to for
no,
lunch.
It's not for lunch. It's good for lunch, yeah.
I actually had that chicken parm.
Yeah.
One day. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I had it the couple times ago we went. I was pleased with it.
You went on Wednesday, the best day to go then.
Oh, because of the
that's
the,
right. The barmaid.
The poor girl who works Thursdays. The skank, I mean.
Oh, man.
That's
She's
awful.
Great. She's great.
Wow.
You're
right, Andy?
You can't call somebody a skank and then say she's great.
Oh, come on. She is. It's all in good fun. Yeah.
She's a great skank.
We'll
she's
let her
great,
be the judge of that.
She's a great skank.
Oh, I hope she doesn't hear that advert, though.
Mm. Well, Yeah, I hope so too. Jeez.
Well done.
Yeah, she won't know it. She won't know it's us, though. I guess, you know. Oh, well, maybe she will. Murray.
Yeah, just look at the banner on the top of our webpage. I'm sure that's exactly what we look like as we're sitting at the bar.
Exactly.
Andy if only flexing his muscles.
If only, scrawny little arms right. Coming out.
Pretty close.
Oh, God, that's great. I love that logo, though. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
How much do we rake in for these adverts, by the way?
Oh, it's anywhere up to the tens.
Tens of dollars?
Tens of dollars. It's really, yeah. Still, we just need a few more restaurants, though, before I think we can, you know, pay for a new mic or some headphones or something.
What about that Irish joint?
Which one, in Norwood?
No, the one in Providence.
Oh, Re-Raw.
Re-Raw.
Oh.
Because we go there a lot.
They could be.
I guess we'll have to patronize them before they sponsor us. So we'll have to go back there and see if we can get a sponsorship from them too.
Yeah, leave, you know, talk to the manager and see what they can't do.
Yeah.
I could use a shepherd's pie too.
Yeah.
They make a nice one there.
They do. And the bangers and mash. And the Irish breakfast is my favorite, but the bangers are good.
Extra blood pudding.
Yes.
Sort of reminds me of this song.
Is it black pudding?
Black pudding, yes.
Yeah, black pudding.
Oh. Oh, my mouth is all dry. I took a little allergy medicine earlier, and it's finally kicking in. And whew. That is not flat.
What was that, Knob Creek right there?
Whiskey! Why don't you just bring that to my boyfriend?
Fuck you.
Whiskey. Oh, God.
So, you lads, did you work on any topics for the episode?
You almost make it sound like it's homework.
Yeah.
Well, no.
The way I look at it is a knobcast should be fun. It shouldn't be something that you have to work on in between, you know what I mean?
In your off time. Yeah.
Right,
time.
Right. Should just come naturally as we're recording it.
Freestyling.
All right, take it away then. I got one topic I was thinking about, but ooh. It's a little too early on in the knobcast to bring it up now.
Why, last time you went right into the fellatio right. Within 3 minutes.
All right, then.
Head first into oral sex.
Easy.
Whoa.
This won't be anywhere nearly as bad as that. But I wondered if how you felt about the fact that with pornography...
Sounds an awful lot like...
Okay. We're getting close.
The whole barely legal.
Nearly there.
Just a minute.
Are you done?
Nearly at the station.
You finished? You finished?
Yes.
Sorry. Go on.
Barely legal?
Yeah. What about it?
You were going to say something about it.
No.
It depends on which side of legal you're on.
No, this whole phenomenon of young-looking girls being very popular in the pornography world to older heterosexual males.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, why is that?
That's news?
I had no idea that that was going on.
Yeah, I didn't know it was, really? I didn't know it was classified as a phenomenon.
You think it's justified then?
It's a niche, I think.
Okay.
Isn't it?
All right.
Hmm.
Niche, interesting.
I mean, I don't know too much about pornography, but didn't Hustler right. have a barely legal line at one point?
Right. Back in the 60s and 70s.
So,
But when you say barely legal, you're meaning, like, I mean, I would hope that you mean that they, you know, they've passed the legal age and they've just barely passed
that's
it.
That's what it means.
Well, no, it could be, I mean, barely is either way. I mean, because...
No.
It could be barely...
Illegal?
Yeah, no, I suppose you're right. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you know,
you're trying to say not quite legal.
Not quite legal, right.
But it's actually barely legal.
Barely legal.
Okay.
So I guess the idea would be that the girl would look like she could be illegal.
Right.
But she's just over the cusp.
Huh.
Just 18. But she might look younger than that.
Right.
So I'm wondering where that stems from, that as men get older, they're still interested in young-looking girls like that. And maybe you could share your theories on that with me.
Did you say this was going to be not as bad as the right. Fellatio?
For instance, I married somebody who was 13.
oh, Jesus.
Well, she's 15 now.
That's
so it's
kind of personal.
Whoa. whoa. Well, I think it's a physiological thing.
Okay.
You know, whereas humans naturally would prefer to continue the species.
Mm-hmm.
So the attraction is to the more viable, youthful females so they can become pregnant and give birth.
Oh, okay.
So it's embedded in the brain.
It's interesting.
Totally. A bit of a scientific...
Do you think that's a conscious decision or a subconscious thing going on?
No, subconsciously.
Really? Okay.
You know, and then of course, that's the underlying base, but then it manifests
out
as...
What about if...
lust.
if a man had to pick a perfect woman, what are the certain qualities that that woman would have?
Hmm.
Probably like pert breasts.
Short skirts.
Tight ass.
No jeans.
No jeans.
I think that's we already sort of discussed that with the whole hagometer discussion, that mm-hmm. every man's hagometer is going to be calibrated differently.
Well, that was a different thing though.
Right, but we're talking about
hags this time.
I think overall I would say good health.
Okay.
So they should look healthy then.
They should look healthy.
Clear skin, bright eyes.
Yep.
Huh.
Because you want that you want the mother to be able to live to support the baby.
Hmm. What about isn't there like a certain ratio? I think they did some scientific study where they polled all these blokes about what the perfect shape of a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a small waist then that flared out to wider hips.
Right.
Which I assume is in line with your scientific theory about they're able to have children easier with wider hips, so that right. that's more appealing
less
to men.
Less risk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know if that's so much the barely legal thing, though.
Well, you sort of got off that topic.
Yeah, that's the underlying current.
No, I didn't get off it.
Well, because you said
I'm trying
if
to
you
equate
could...
the barely legal-looking girl to being some men's idea of the perfect-looking female.
Yeah, but it's all niche stuff. I mean, what about MILFs?
Right. Well, that's the other end of the spectrum.
That's what I'm saying. That there's all these niches mm-hmm. of what men like.
Hmm.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, from my own experience.
You're 13-year-old.
Which do you prefer, Andy?
Yeah, I can see that attraction to the younger-looking girl. So I'm trying to, understand why I feel that way. And I'm wondering if it has anything to do with when I first became sexually aware.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my teens.
You think your mind gets stuck back then?
I'm wondering if that's part of it, yeah. Like, I think, at 12... probably around then I started noticing girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe even younger than that. I think I told you before a story of when I was 9, I was going over to my friend's place and his sister and his sister's friend, they were older, and they were putting on some little burlesque show for us.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they seemed like real women.
How old were they? 13, 14?
They were.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the time when I was 9, mm-hmm. they seemed like fully developed women to me.
Did they know you were watching?
Oh yeah, they put on a show for us.
Oh, wow.
They put on one thing that they had was wearing bras that would ping off. So I don't know. It was just
wow.
What does that mean?
I don't like. It was a front clasp bra, and it would just ping off at a certain moment, and then they'd cover themselves. And another thing where they were wearing these paper thing cutouts, like targets, over placing them over strategic areas.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Yeah.
So they understood that they were titillating you then, probably, right?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
But, well, that at nine, that was probably when I first realized that, hey, there's something more to life.
than comic books or
right.
chewing yeah. gum.
Hanging out with my mates.
right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Screw you, Richard. I want your more your sister. That's
did anything ever come of that, though?
My knob.
That's just Ooh. Vile.
At no, nine. No, but...
No, but I mean, did you ever hook up with any of those girls, or...?
No, no, but I think at that time when I remember, like, anticipating what was going to happen, and, yeah, let's just say, in a way, I became a man.
What way?
Well, that sounds very cryptic.
Yeah, it does. Your knob woke up for the first time?
Yeah, and it never went to sleep since.
Oh, jeez.
That's when I became a knob.
Still on the lookout.
So it seems like what you're saying then is because of that experience at that age, your mind sort of became fixed
well,
with
let's
that
not,
perception.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say that that was the first, like, maybe sexual sort of thing encounter I had, consciously sexual thing going on there. So as I got older, you're hanging out with girls your own age, and I don't know, maybe 14, 15, and mm-hmm. and you're noticing things. Girls are starting to develop. You catch that glimpse between a girl's buttons on
Ooh.
Her shirt.
Ooh.
Catch a bit of a bra there.
I still like
So at the time, I was very... sexually aroused.
Horny.
By that. Yeah, horny, exactly. So now, when I look back on that,
Randy,
but my memory at the time was of a developed female. Hmm. But now, when I look back on that, I look back on that with fond memories. I don't think in my head, I don't have a picture of like a 14-year-old girl per se, but I'm just wondering if that's something to do with why men are attracted to teenage girls, because that's when they started to become interested in girls, and they're associating those images of girls now with experiences they had when they were a teen.
Brings them back to their youth.
Hmm.
Possibility.
I suppose it's possible. I would think, too, just from a biological standpoint, like what Ed was saying earlier, I mean... We're sort of conditioned by evolution that once a girl enters puberty, I mean, that is, she's able to have children,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything else that's on top of that now is social stuff,
mm-hmm.
cultural,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Because
mm-hmm. the idea is a girl can have a child whenever she hits puberty,
mm-hmm.
which may be as young as 11 or 12
mm-hmm.
in some cases, but... Our modern society says that they're not emotionally ready or mature enough to be able to go through that process. But from a biological standpoint, there's nothing...
No, and I think they had to back, you know, hundreds and thousands of years ago, whatever it was. I mean, people didn't live as long as they live now. So you had to...
True, people would die at 30 or 40 of old age.
Right, so by the time you're 10 or 11, you're already a quarter of the way through your life or a third of the way through your life.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to make babies, and they don't know how long they're going to be around.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I would just say be careful with what you're doing, Andy.
Hmm.
She's yeah. almost of age.
Jesus.
There'll be a big party.
It's legal in England.
Legal.
Well, my dad, he came to this country as a relatively middle-aged man. I think he came in his 30s once he got his degree, his medical degree.
Yeah.
And he met my mom at a hospital that they were both working at. And she just happened to be... 19, 20 years younger than him.
Good for him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He came in his 30s and what, was she 12?
She was 19. She was like in a nursing program.
Okay.
At the hospital, and my dad was an anesthesiologist.
Modeling for Bailey Legal.
Right.
I think that was before Bailey Legal was around. No, and
Naughty Nurses edition.
And he's like, ooh, look at that. Look at that tasty treat. You know?
Well, yeah.
And she's like, ooh, look at this suave, sophisticated foreigner. And before you know it, I came along.
Off they went.
Right.
Behind the bushes.
Probably. I think he had a Cadillac at the time.
Oh, is that right?
I think he did. So probably in the Cadillac.
Oh. Vroom, vroom.
Well, they were big enough at the time.
Yeah. True. True.
So I'm sure that kind of stuff goes on.
Oh yeah,
we're older gents.
Look at Hefner.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
That's completely contrived. He's got to be one of the creepiest bastards out there right now.
Now he is, yeah.
Oh man,
creepy,
creepy, creepy, creepy,
creepy.
Dusty and creepy.
I think he's just
creepy.
A bit senile. I think he's just losing his marbles a bit.
Yeah, so you
well,
see
that
him
makes
all
him a little bit creepy though.
But you see him; he's all shriveled up in his silk pajamas, and he's got 25-year-old girls around him.
Yeah,
that's kind of creepy.
He's 82. You know what? I'm going to say good for him. And if I was 82, seems like a pretty good life or pretty good way to go.
Yeah, it's still kind of creepy looking though.
If I can have 20-year-old blondes wiping my bum.
No, that's a good point.
Changing my diapers.
I can't debate that.
Just be in the nursing home.
Yeah. It'll be a 20-year-old
yes,
blonde dude from
I'll go now.
Finland on a work study program.
Nice. Oh, those Finns.
Good bum wipers.
Jesus. You just slagged off an entire population.
Oh, stop.
Well, you did.
They're famous for their sense of humor. Oh. They'll understand.
Yeah.
But no, the Hefner thing, I agree with you, Andy. Yeah, that's fine. Good for him. Excellent. You know, excellent way to go. My problem is stop bringing cameras around him. We don't need to see him anymore. We don't need to see him befuddled
have
and bewildered.
To.
And
just don't watch.
Well, sometimes it's just stuck in front of your face. You know, like I don't want that show, whatever, Girls Next Door or something like it. That's
right.
Ridiculous. So I don't know. He just... he'll pop up on the news for a birthday celebration or whatever, and he's just, I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I kind of think, too, that the times have almost passed him by, too.
Yeah.
Like, back in the 50s, it was very sophisticated and very risky and daring to sort of portray that kind of lifestyle.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And now it just sort of seems old hat in a way.
I don't know if he's really portraying the lifestyle anymore. All the people that are around him are betraying the lifestyle for him. It doesn't seem like he has any... it seems like he's just being led around, told what to do, told what to say now. He's that old.
Well, I've never seen
any
evidence
for that.
Yeah,
but he's still keeping up... He's basically keeping up appearances. I mean, that's the whole... Why would he have a show? I mean, why does he have a whole show surrounding the place?
He's happy, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not denying that. I'm not saying he's doing something wrong.
Seems like you want to take away his happiness.
No, I don't want to take away anything from him. I just don't want to see it. It doesn't need to be public. That's all. That's my only...
All right.
That's my only grievance with it.
I actually find... I find the whole Playboy thing to be not very titillating at all, to be honest.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's got a little bit better.
But you know what? We may agree for the entirely different reasons, though.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So why do you agree?
That it's not that titillating?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I haven't seen a copy recently, but when I used to have a subscription back in the...
Hold on a second, Andy.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, why don't we take this opportunity to stop part one and we could finish your answer.
Okay.
Signing on part two, sort of like a little mini cliffhanger.
Ooh.
Sort of keep people interested to come back for part two.
As they fumble for their left mouse button and click on the play
right.
For the part two section, part two. Right below part one.
I need to hear what Andy's got to say.
They were probably in the middle of knocking one out. No.
All right. Anyway, let's...
So hold on to your knobs.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Tight.
Or minges. Either way.
All right.